happy that she won't have to face this storm alone. Her powerful Labrador Retriever tail slaps against my knees once or twice as I follow her out of the room. We head down the hallway, partly open to the first floor, then down 16 stairs. The wooden banister feels cooler down toward the bottom. I remember hearing yesterday on the news that this storm is a cold one, blowing down from Canada and bringing the first touch of autumn to Westfield, New Jersey. Roselle's nails tap rhythmically as she crosses the oak floor in the entryway, passes the elevator door, and heads down the steps to the basement. I follow, listening for differences in the air that keep me oriented to the three-dimensional floor plan of our house. I first began to hear my surroundings when I was 4 years old. Someone gave me a kiddie car that I could drive around the apartment. I quickly learned to work the pedals and tore through the rooms at high speed. One day, while out for a spin in the living room, I drove right into the coffee table. The hood of the car was just the right height to slide underneath, and my face slammed into the edge of the table. One hospital emergency room visit and 3 stitches in my chin later, I faced the wrath of Mom. I suppose she could have taken away the car to make sure I'd never had another accident, but she didn't. "Mike, you're going to have to do a better job of watching where you're going," she said. A funny thing to say to a blind kid, but what she meant was that I should listen better. So I did. Thanks in part to Mom's encouragement, in part to my just working at it, and in large part to the desire to avoid more trips to the emergency room, I began to pay more attention to what I could tell about my surroundings through my ears. And somehow, I learned to hear the coffee table as I approached it. I could hear a change as I passed from one room to another. When I walked, I could hear a doorway. As I continued to race around in my pedal car, my confidence grew, and I learned to get beyond the need for eyesight. How many other 4-year-olds can race their pedal cars around the house at high speed in the pitch dark? Not the light-dependent ones. As I follow Roselle down the stairs to my basement office, I begin to hear the first deep rumbles of the approaching thunderstorm. Roselle dives under my desk and begins panting again, this time faster and louder. She is one of the most easygoing dogs I've ever known, but thunder spooks her. It's funny, though. Roselle has guided me during storms, and even though she doesn't like it, her guide dog training prevails, and she guides well. No one knows for sure why some dogs are terrified of thunderstorms. It may be that they are more sensitive to drops in barometric pressure, or perhaps because dogs hear at much higher and lower frequencies. They are simply hearing the storm before we do. Another possibility is that dogs can...